You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Vladimir Hristov, a mentor and author and an expert in guiding any person who wants to live in a community in British Columbia, Canada. Mr. Hristov, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're most welcome. So your new book, Preserve My Community, tell us, what is this all about, Vladimir, in this strata or property management that you can give us more clarifications on?
Thank you for having me here, and thank you for the question, Eric. Since day one we were born, we had a mother and we were guided, loved, and secured. Later on, something went wrong and we lost our vision to live within community, friends, and colleagues. The book title resonates to my message from the heart: to preserve my community within us first and then to look for one outside. It's not easy, but I can tell you, you being in a different continent, surviving different political regimes, makes me think that the core value is the community and its sustainability for long term if we choose to reside there, Eric.
And also, Mr. Hristov, can you be more specific? What exactly is the book, the product, and your intentions in all regards?
Thank you for asking this question, Eric. Yes, the book is full of interviews with many lovely people around the world who had and have the same challenges living in their communities. You can see the chapters, and under every chapter you have additional QR codes. You'll find more interviews related to the personal challenges of the same people or different people living in the same communities. My goal is to teach people to be prepared before they checked in into any community, specifically North America and Australia. There is a different legislation, I agree, in all these territories. However, there is one common principle: community living. What to expect, how to prepare, how to deal with all the concerns and issues. I don't think that somebody is teaching us or telling us how to face all unexpected problems, challenges in our daily lives related to the community residents, Eric.
Taking that a little further, what exactly do you teach and what can we find for us in this book and study on community?
First, we have to check all details yourself in an unforgettable manner at your first point of contact with anybody showing you your future community. Don't jump into assumptions, please. Change yourself from shut down to open-minded person. And realize that it's okay if you miss anything related to the community living initially, because it's a lot to know. And lastly, we need to celebrate the community relationships. And you never know who might help you in the future with your life, career, or health.
Today we're joined by Vladimir Hristov, a mentor and an author and an expert in guiding any person who wants to live in a community within British Columbia, Canada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So continuing on, Mr. Hristov, you're saying that people will be emotionally prepared to meet all the challenges before buying or living in any community in North America and or Australia. Get into those details and clarify as needed.
That's correct, Eric. My advice is for any owner or resident who wants to secure potentially a new community, raise their self-esteem and confidence during virtually any negotiation for a new home or build up community they have been dreaming about, because sometimes alone is very hard to live on this planet, Eric.
And Vladimir, where can listeners get further details and information as needed?
Yeah, Eric, my email address is vladdi1973@gmail.com, where you will have gifts, such downloads from my new book, and additional videos. And in future, down the road, I will announce my website, which is Preserve mycommunityvlad.com, Eric.
And we'll certainly include the links and information within the show notes attached to this broadcast. Lastly, do you have any recent examples by dealing with challenges and living within a community?
Yes, Eric. It is Deborah Fenske, which is mid-50s, living in the complex here in British Columbia, as well as Albana Sulai, a first student being through the course and learning what to do and react in a community environment. I have also Teresa Brick, Eduardo Ramos, John Stick from Australia on my online teachings and guidance. Thank you for asking, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, Vladimir. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. It was a great pleasure to be with you today.
Again, we've been speaking with Vladimir Hirstoff, a mentor and an author and an expert in guiding any person who wants to live in a community within British Columbia, Canada. And the website of reference currently under construction is preservemycommunityvlad.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are now streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.